Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy. A no-nonsense production. We've just come out of it in Cork Opera House, which isn't really an opera house. But we've just come out of it and I loved it. The father of Omani Dot, loved it. And Omani Dot has nothing to say about it, but I want to tell you what I thought of Harry McClary. Now, Harry McClary is this wonderful, wonderful book written by somebody whose name I can't remember. And it's all about a little dog who comes out of a house and goes walking down the street and gathers a lot of other little dogs, or big dogs, because one of the dogs is called Hercules. And Hercules Morse is big as a horse. If you've never heard of Harry McClary, well, you're lucky, because the first time you hear about Harry McClary is magic. I remember reading it to my daughter. It must be 2 or 3 years ago now. And the rhythm of it, the sound of it, all the names of the dogs. There was Bottomley Potts, covered in spots, Muffin McClay, big as a hay or something like that. I don't know what it was. And then there was Snitzel von Crumb with a very low bum. Or something like that. Very low tum, maybe. But it was just good fun. And this production was seen by a lovely little group of people. I would call it a small audience. But it was Sunday afternoon. Started at 2 o'clock, finished at 3 o'clock. And lots of songs, lots of clapping, lots of suitable for children from really young age. To about the age of 8, we'll say. And the kids loved it, and I loved it. And what can I tell you about it? That we're singing and dancing and mime, and there's a wonderful, wonderful little creature, and I won't spoil the show, comes on at the end and steals the show with our one everybody loves, who is, of course, Harry McClary. My personal favourite, for what it's worth, is Muffin McClay. I love that big shaggy dog. And the other one I loved a lot, I loved the cat. The cat that scares the living daylights out of all the dogs is called Scarface Claw. And Scarface Claw was fantastic on stage. Had me absolutely glued to my seat. It was such good fun. Overall, I have to give it 5 out of 5. Oh, by the way, we went to the show with Anne and Emily. And they really liked it too. P.S. There was a feature that impressed me in the lobby of the theatre. Was a man selling books. In fact, he sold CDs, I think, as well. And it was great because all the Harry McClary books were there. And I asked him if he was from an independent bookshop or if he was from the theatre company themselves. And it turned out he was actually from the theatre in Cork. And the theatre in Cork had actually got somebody to have the books available in the foyer. And I had actually said to myself, I bet you nobody will think of doing this, because Harry McClary is not well known in Ireland, certainly not well known in Cork, and they're mad raving fans of it, of course, like myself, because we loved reading it to our children. But it's the new people. How would you get them on board? And the books were there for sale, and I just want to congratulate whoever got the idea to do that. Splendid. Bye.